There are more than 100,000 companies in China and the U.S. doing business with each other, according to Mauro Gulin, a professor at the Wharton School.
It's a huge number. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of trade and tens of billions of dollars of investment going both in both directions every year. It's a huge relationship, the one between China and the United States.
He says for the longest time, the U.S. has had the largest economy in the world, but now China is about to become bigger. He says China already is the largest trading nation.
So that essentially undermines our bargaining position. And my prediction is that this may be the last time that we're able to actually tell other countries, hey, you want access to our market? You have to, you know, do what we are, what we want you to do.
Professor Gulin says there have been no gains. The deficit remains between China and the United States.
My suggestion would be let's go back to the drawing table and look for something that would work.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.